spiritual evolution of mankind. We're holding back peace. We're holding back, the age of Aquarius, and we need to get those Christians out of the way. Evolution, the world and mankind are evolving. Eventually, there's a spiritual evolution there. The New Age belief in globalism, they promote a coming one world government. Religious pluralism, they believe all religions should unite in one religion, and it should be their religion. And a new age, a coming age of global peace and enlightenment. Channeling, we've all heard of that, where a person voluntarily allows himself to be possessed by a spirit entity that speaks through them. By the way, let me say one thing on Eastern meditation. The Bible commands you to meditate over and over again. But biblical meditation means that you focus on truths from God's Word. Eastern meditation, you empty your mind, you stop thinking. And when you surrender the control of your mind, you leave it open to intrusion from the outside. And there are some evil spirits out there called demons who love nothing more than to take control of your mind. So Eastern meditation opens a person to demonic influence. But of course, New Age movement denies basic Christian beliefs. That seems to be the religion of the United Nations based on the people that are involved in it. Let me just give you run through a few New Age evangelists and we'll close with that. Benjamin Graham, I don't know if we should just disregard this guy, but he kept saying the Lord is here, the Lord is now here, the Lord Maitreya, this mysterious guy, this avatar supposedly predicted by Helena Blavatsky, because Benjamin Graham has ties to the Theosophical Society. Well, the guy has never shown up, okay? And this guy's been saying this since the 1980s, so I don't know. Maybe he's just going to run out of wind and go away. Barbara Marsupin, she's very big in UN circles. She speaks at Mikhail Gorbachev's State of the World Forum. As do, by the way, former President Bush, former Secretaries of State Bush and Jones, Margaret Thatcher. The list goes on. Of course, you got your Ted Turners there, too. But you have the other people who really, really held jobs. But whatever the case, Barbara Marsupin, she's a leading New Age thinker, okay? And she argues that one-fourth of mankind is not ready to accept the truth that man is God. And they're going to hold back the age of peace and the spiritual evolution of mankind. Therefore, we need to terminate one-fourth of the people on the planet Earth. She's talking, by the way, about traditional Christians, traditional Jews, and traditional Muslims. Because we agree on two points. There is a God, and we are not Him. Okay? And so that is kind of, that qualifies us in her thinking as people who are a threat to world peace, and that we need to be removed. But she gets to speak all over the place. This lady wants one-fourth of the world's population. So, by the way, Ted Turner is up in the, what is it, 85 or 90% of the world's population this guy wants removed. It's like, man, even among vicious wannabe dictators, you know, Ted Turner's got to go out there and take the case. He's got to one up everybody, I guess. I don't know. Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, he has been called the father of global education. Goals 2000, America 2000, which have, you know, crept into our public school system under different names, okay? They attempt to make American children view themselves as international citizens, global citizens, not American citizens, that those were the brainchilds of Robert Mueller, okay? Maurice Strong, a Canadian billionaire that is really deep in the world of the occult and the theosophy and the Baha'i faith as well, He's buddies with Mikhail Gorbachev, and the two of them might be two of the most powerful guys on the planet. I'm sure there's guys above them, but these two guys are very, very powerful. Mikhail Gorbachev, by the way, he and his wife apparently are very interested in theosophy. And before the Soviet Union folded, they headed this celebration of 100 years of Blavatsky's teachings in Russia. Bishop William Swain is presently working with Robert Mueller on the United Religions Initiative, which in the end is supposed to bring about the United Religions Organization, which is supposed to be the religions with the United Nations is the governments. Okay? I believe their goal, let me say that it written down here, I believe their goal is something like the year 2000, the United Religions Organization is supposed to be up and running, according to Bishop Swain, by the year 2005. Okay? So basically, you find these connections between the United Nations, the Luciferian Theosophical cult, people with political power, okay, and then all of a sudden the United Religions Initiative, which is trying to bring about the United Religions Organization. Basically what I'm getting at is we can't be sure that we're living in the last days, but it certainly does seem like we are moving in that direction. Let me say this, too. I'll end on a happy note. No, not really happy note. I should have done that, you know, after this very sad note. Whatever destructive ability man has had, he has always used it. Now, I'm glad America's got more nukes than the other guys, because we're at least closer to being free than the other nations, but I want the freest nation on Earth to be the strongest nation on Earth. At the same time, whatever destructive ability man is having eventually uses, we have the ability to destroy this planet, and I think we're going to start using that, and the only thing that's going to keep us from building it is the second coming of Jesus Christ on planet Earth. And that final note there is the happy note, the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is going to take this ugly, ugly world, he's going to come back. He's going to make things right. The Lord Jesus brought peace within our hearts, peace between us and God. But someday he will come as the Prince of Peace, shepherd the nations with an iron rod, and bring peace to planet Earth. Whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, we're all going to be cheering. However we get to that point, we're all going to be cheering. And we see the Lord Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb who is slain, we see him face to face and bow before his throne. God bless you. We're a little overtime there.
I have more of a question. You said that Barbara Hubbard thinks that one-third of the world population ought to be destroyed, right?
One-fourth.
Well, do you think what we're doing over in Afghanistan now is part of that program, or do you think it's more than just a thing of terrorism?
I think we're over there, we should be over there, but it should be here in the U.S. maybe one or two of our friends. I think we're going to have to continue to live unless we need to be there.
evidence to our neighbors, witness to our friends, not only proclaim the gospel message itself, but also the implication of the gospel message, but also include, you know, God and the government,
How much does it take for that last session?
That was a huge step.